Hey, sports fans out there, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Welcome to our podcast today. And Aaron, we are going to talk about, is junior college a viable choice for student athletes?
Yeah, I like this topic. And for someone who didn't go to a JC, I'm actually a big advocate for going to a junior college. A big advocate. I mean, there's financial reasons, there's educational reasons, there's just personal growth. So many things can happen in those 2 years,
right,
with an athlete. And it could even be just 1 year. You know, also as a late bloomer and a champion for late bloomers, I think it's the perfect opportunity for athletes to broaden their choices. An athlete who might be on the bubble, you know, as a high school senior in 2 years can be a totally different animal,
right,
both physically, mentally, academically. Mm-hmm. And you can have a small or no pool of choices at that point, or you could have a wider pool of choices, or even a better quality of choices after spending a year or two at a junior college. Now, be upfront, I was a junior college coach for 7 years. So it has to do with it in the fact that I saw the growth that can happen for kids.
Right, right.
And again, just looking back at my own experience, I think it was definitely something I should have done instead of going straight to a 4-year.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think maybe when you and I were going through college, Aaron, and even before that, I think a lot of people thought junior college, you went to junior college, your grades weren't good. And that was always the stigma. And that's not necessarily the truth these days. You know, there are so many other ways to get to a 4-year school. And a lot of them have to do with financial or the circumstance that the family is in, or the circumstance where that personal growth is not there. But it gives that student athlete or that athlete an opportunity to find themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. You just can't go off to college and go, okay, I'm going to find myself at college.
Right. Know? Well, yeah, a lot of them do. And then they get lost going back to a junior college or dropping out.
Right. You know,
because they're just not prepared.
Yeah. And you have to be prepared to go to college. And I think a lot of kids, you know, I have a couple guys in our club that are going to go to junior college, and, you know, they're fine with it. They're embracing it because, and they're good students. They're embracing it because they're just not ready yet physically or mentally to just take on, you know, basically going out there in the real world where it's a little bit faster and they need time to develop some interpersonal skills. They're going to allow them to have better growth later.
Right.
And I think that's the key. It allows you to have better growth later and you can start achieving the goals or the standard that you really want to achieve. And you're being smart about it. And it goes back to what we've always said, Aaron, you gotta manage yourself. You know, management system that you and I talk about all the time is that people just throw themselves into something rather than sitting down, you know, quantifying the stuff, pros and cons. Why is this good? Why is this bad? What's my outcome? Sitting down and having a management strategy towards that is a great opportunity for these young people to achieve this. And junior college is a great, great option for that.
Oh, no. I mean, without a doubt, like I said, you've got the kid, the late bloomer aspect where you've got kids who are physically just aren't ready. You've got the situation, again, that I talk about that study all the time where they note, you know, strength and conditioning coaches note that 80% of the freshmen that come into D1 athletics aren't ready for D1 athletics from a physical standpoint. So that tells you quite a bit. The other thing, you know, people don't, again, you got to pull the lens back and look at what's really happening and forget all of the ego driven stuff about why you should be going to a D1 right out of high school.
Right.
You've got most freshmen don't play.
Right.
A lot of them are redshirted that first year. So if they're going to do that to you as soon as you get to a D1, then why not go to a junior college And I'm not saying just go to any junior college, but there are some really good programs. Go to a strong junior college program that's going to kind of give you that bridge to the next level.
Right.
And now you've got a kid who gets used to training 5 days a week, because you know that's my big pet peeve. People think because they practice 5 days a week, they're training. No, right. A full-time athlete trains 5 days a week and they practice 5 days a week. Okay. And don't get me started on that. So, but you have an athlete now who has to take a full educational load, but they have to manage their time and their studies. No one's going to be taking role if they come or go to class or not. No one's going to be looking over his shoulder. So now that athlete has to learn how to manage his studies so that they can be on track to graduate.
Right.
Two, they now get to acclimate to the game at another level. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, the high school game and the college game, they're light years away.
Yes.
But now you've got that transition of a junior college program that bridges that and gets them slowly up to speed to the sophistication, to the speed, to the physicality, all those things that are going to be ready for them at the next level.
No question. It's so funny that you mentioned this, because I think of an athlete who played in our program a couple of years back, and good high school player, Aaron. I mean, good high school player, had success, but didn't have the physicality, the miles per hour, what it took to be a collegiate athlete. So they went to junior college for a year, and then in that year, they developed this amazing work ethic of 5 days a week training, understanding what they need to do academically, start to practice, you know, practice and train. And all of a sudden this athlete starts throwing 90 miles per hour and all of a sudden has a nice scholarship to a Division I school because of this mentality of 5 day a week training, being mature, understand how to do schedules, and all of that, and helped him get where he wanted to be in the first place. And the JC, he would never have done that if he didn't have junior college athletics and junior college academic preparation.
I call it second look you.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, sir.
Because it broadens the opportunity, and the quality of offers can go up immensely.
Right. Right.
And the thing is, it allows them also, once they make that transition to a four-year university, they're not going to be recruited by a four-year university unless they specifically want them to make an immediate impact.
Right.
So, you know, now going from that junior college into that university, you're going to play.
Right.
Because they're expecting you
right.
to make an impact. That's why they're recruiting a junior college athlete, because they have a need, an immediate need that needs someone who can do the job.
Right.
So you're not coming in as a freshman, you know, well, where am I at on the depth chart? Oh, I'm number four on the depth chart. You know,
right.
You know where you're at. You know where you stand, because they have a specific need. They're making a specific investment, and you're going to play. It's not to, you know, to sit on anyone's bench and be a participant, and then they give you those senior moments 4 years later. Oh, well, right. Yeah, let's get all the seniors in now. Yeah, come on. That's not a college sports experience. That's not any kind of experience.
It isn't. It's not. And I tell you this, when I was at UC Santa Barbara and we had junior college players and our coach recruited them, they were coming in to make an impact. You know, like he specifically said, we're getting this guy because he can come in and help us with these things. So I thought it was super important to understand. And I tell all the parents out there, and I tell all the student athletes out there, is that if you're not ready, there's no shame on the JC. Go do that and get yourself prepared to be a better person later.
Yes.
Don't just think it's a bad option. It is such a positive option now, especially now with the way athletics are going in the collegiate, with COVID, and they're giving you guys extra years. Go to junior college, get your education done. all that GE stuff, right. Get that done, get stronger, bigger, faster, ready to compete and enjoy the collegiate experience. Like you said, oh, the 4-year syndrome. Oh yeah, by seniors, get you out there, senior moment. Yeah. Who wants to sit on the bench for 3 years? Right. Or who wants to not to be part of a team for that many years? Because you know, after a while, guys quit. After a while, they go, yeah. Look, what I'm seeking out, and you know, I'm here, I don't want to play anymore.
Right, exactly, well, exactly.
I think it's a good option, Aaron. I really like what you say about it being a viable choice.
Yeah, and just lastly, here's another reality check. Most athletes aren't getting full scholarships.
Right.
So, right. You know, your kid might get that scholarship to D1U, but it's going to be a partial scholarship.
Right.
So, do you want to pay the balance of that scholarship $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for the next 4 years? Or do you want to put him in that JC for a couple of years so that he can get a better scholarship offer?
Right. Right. Agreed.
The economics of it work out for everybody, for the parent, the athlete, the junior college, and the university.
It's a win-win.
Yes.
It is. With that said, Aaron, again, out there, people, if you had any subjects you want us to talk about, hit us up on a text, email, whatever. And this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.